So everybody, welcome back to the Profit Roadmap. As always, we're your hosts, Ryan and Becca. This is the premier podcast created for field service pros to help you grow your business, stay on top of the latest trends, and help you provide even more value to the communities that you serve. So today, we're actually excited to welcome two special guests from our partners over at Carrier. So joining us, we have Michael Cooper, Senior Manager of Residential Indoor Products, as well as Brooke Greenwood, the Director of Service. So this is really exciting because not only are they our partner, Carrier Global is also a leader in HVAC as well as fire and security equipment. So we're going to talk about a wide range of stuff today on today's show. So that said, Brooke, Michael, how are you guys doing today?
Good. Thanks for having us on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Doing great. Thank you.
Welcome in.
All right. So Brooke, let's start with you. Let's talk a little bit about your background. So how'd you get started at Carrier and what is it that you do there?
Yeah, I actually got started at Carrier as an intern almost 20 years ago. Over those 20 years, I had the opportunity to work in our engineering, service, quality, manufacturing, and product marketing. I've been in quite a few roles. Recently, it was just announced that I'm heading back to lead our service team as the director of service that you mentioned, where I'm really looking forward to help our customers prepare for the transition to Purion Advance in the field.
Beautiful. All right. And then Michael, how about you? How'd you get started with Carrier?
Sure. Yeah. I've been in the HVAC industry for about 17 years now in multiple different facets. Been with Carrier for just under a year at this point and started as the strategic projects product manager with a primary focus on setting the stage for the refrigerant transition to R454B. Worked heavily to align on the UL requirements driving the changes to our equipment and how to best message those changes to our customer base. I'm currently the residential indoor product platform leader in charge of 80 and 90% furnaces, oil furnaces, boilers, geothermal, air handlers, and evaporator coils. So I have a team of individuals focused on making sure our products remain at the top of the market from an innovation and an environmental responsibility perspective.
So this is a unique time in the economy for home services. So that said, I've got some important people here. So let me just pitch it at you. What are some of the trends that you guys have seen in the industry as of late?
Yeah, in recent years, there's been an increased awareness on the importance of indoor air quality and its impacts on general health and cognition. People are more conscious about the overall health of their home, and the interest in how to improve it has increased dramatically. Carrier has a complete line of indoor air quality products to address a variety of air quality concerns in the home, including monitoring, mitigation for filtration, ventilation, and humidity control. And additionally, the world is moving towards a more sustainable future, and one of the critical aspects of this transformation is decarbonization, which decarbonization referring to the process of reduced carbon emissions by transitioning from fossil fuel-based energy sources to a cleaner, more sustainable alternative. This shift is crucial for mitigating climate change, protecting the environment, and securing a healthy future for generations to come. As a result, we've seen an increase in interest in sustainable solutions such as heat pumps, smart energy management controls and thermostats, and much more.
So how are these trends impacting contractors day to day?
So these trends are driving an increase in demand for IAQ products and electric systems, impacting the kinds of systems and add-ons being requested.
You mentioned going green. So environmental consciousness is a really big topic right now. I know sort of we're coming from the HVAC fire safety side, but on like the other half of our listenership is we call it the green industry. So it's like lawn care, cleaning, and stuff like that. And it's big everywhere. So what are some of the easier ways that you guys see for contractors and service pros, will widen it up a little bit, to be mindful of going green?
Yeah, I can take that one. I think to really lead the way in decarbonization and ensure long-term success, we've identified a couple of ways that building professionals can be mindful when going green. The first is to stay informed. Keep up to date with the latest regulations, policies, and industry trends related to decarbonization. This will enable you to make informed decisions and adapt your business strategies accordingly. The second is to invest in education and training. Provide your team with the necessary training and resources to understand and implement decarbonization strategies. This will help improve the quality of your services and demonstrate your commitment to sustainability. Third, prioritize your energy efficiency. focus on incorporating energy-efficient technologies and materials into your projects. This will not only contribute to decarbonization efforts, but also result in long-term cost savings for homeowners. And lastly, you want to communicate the benefits. Be sure to educate homeowners about the advantages of decarbonization, including increased energy efficiencies, lower utility bills, improved comfort, and a reduced environmental impact. This will help generate demand for sustainable building solutions and drive market growth.
So there are, when it comes to going green, one of the challenges a lot of businesses face is regulation. So recently, everywhere, there's a lot of regulation that helps protect the environment. Do you guys have any tips or anything for how contractors can keep up with changes in regulations and whatnot?
Yeah, of course. It's really important that contractors collaborate with experts, partnering with industry leaders like Carrier to gain access to the latest HVAC technologies and solutions that meet regulatory changes helps to ensure easier transitions. This collaboration will help them stay ahead of the competition and deliver innovative, sustainable solutions to their clients. Additionally, experts can provide advanced awareness and transition plans, training materials, inventory phase in and phase outs, and help contractors stay ahead of the changes, which is important.
Super important. Uh-huh. All right. So let's talk a little bit about an exciting topic. So I know you guys have been working on PR in Advance, or R464B if you're so inclined, to help out with HVAC contractors meeting regulations and as well as combating global warming. Again, we've got going green as a topic there. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. I'll take that one. So keeping with our long history of leading environmental responsibility, Carrier once again has taken that leadership role in offering the refrigerant of the future. After extensive tests and evaluation, Carrier has identified R454B, known commercially as Puron Advance, as its primary lower global warming potential or GWP solution to replace 410A in all of its ducted residential and light commercial package solutions sold in North America. This new refrigerant to be offered in these Carrier products beginning this year is expected to surpass the requirements of anticipated future regulations. Carrier will select the best suited refrigerant for other applications as the need arises. With that GWP of 466, or one-fifth that of R410A, Puron Advance was selected as the best solution to minimize that environmental impact and energy use while improving performance, safety, and overall longevity.
Perfect.
Yeah. That was something very interesting, that top Puron Advance. I actually did a little side research myself on that. I'm like, this is awesome. Just everything that factors in to the ecosystem and all these regulations we're putting forward now. So with that.
Yeah, it's serious business over on the HVAC side.
Seriously. It's a huge impact, and it's amazing what you all are doing at Carrier with that. So with that, we have a lot of fans on the show that like to listen about the latest technology and innovations going on. And as a leader, Carrier of innovation, I know you guys are always looking forward to the future. So for some of our HVAC-focused businesses and audience members that might not be familiar yet, can you tell us more about IntelliSense? I hope I pronounced that right. IntelliSense technology.
You did indeed. It is IntelliSense, and I'd be glad to take that one. So available exclusively on the Carrier Performance Series, which is our mid-tier line, IntelliSense gives dealers and homeowners the power of remote diagnostics and real-time updates for a truly smart choice in HVAC. Cutting-edge sensors in the units communicate with the full system via the Ecobee for Carrier Smart Thermostat, store that data in the privacy-protected Carrier Cloud, and deliver it remotely to a Carrier expert, making troubleshooting and maintenance easier, quicker, and more accurate. Dealers will know when an issue arises and what parts are needed to fix it before stepping foot on a property, saving time, money, and repeat service calls.
Man, that sounds like a huge win-win.
Absolutely.
For clients and for obviously the businesses that are out there actually doing the repair work. You kind of mentioned it there, but could you go a little bit more into how it's helping solve problems out in the field?
Sure. Yeah, IntelliSense technology connects dealers to homeowner units, providing remote access to fault codes, performance history, and much more. The sensors on the outdoor units collect liquid and suction line pressures, indoor temperature, outdoor air temperature, enabling diagnostic review of the system's overall operational health. And then sensors on the indoor unit collect supply and return air temperatures, blower motor RPM, and basic fault codes. Sensor data from the outdoor and indoor equipment connects to the Wi-Fi enabled Ecobee for Carrier thermostat, and then that system data collected can be accessed by dealers through the Carrier Service Tech app and the Carrier Connected Portal for remote troubleshooting, system usage analysis, and servicing.
I wish my car could do that.
Seriously. I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Tesla's working on it or something.
Wish but my whole house could do that. I have an old
beat up Hyundai Sonata, right? So a lot of our listeners, actually, they'll drive like between jobs and whatnot while they're listening to their show. So if they wanted to tell their company president, or if they're interested in this stuff, how could they describe it? For instance, what are some of the biggest selling points of IntelliSense?
Yeah, I would say if I had to give you a 30-second elevator spiel, it goes something like, your homeowners want fast, efficient, done right the first time service. And that's exactly what they'll get with IntelliSense technology and their acceptance of the data sharing and remote access permissions. Sensors in the outdoor and indoor units collect key performance data and readings to send to the Ecobee for Carrier smart thermostat and onto the Carrier cloud, where it's secured. It's securely stored to ensure privacy. That data allows for remote diagnostics of the issue utilizing Carrier digital tools, so dealers know which parts are needed and what technician to send the first time, meaning less downtime, less inconvenience, and faster servicing, and a happy homeowner.
Happy homeowners are what we're all about.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, so it's not AI, so Becca, I apologize. But
right.
NFC, or our near field communications. So I know that's something that you guys have been working with. So could you tell us a little bit about some of the advantages you guys are making with near field communications? It's a really interesting technology. It's been around for a while, but I'm really excited in the ways that you guys are using it, but I'll let you guys plug that stuff. So
I'm happy to talk about that. It's near and dear to my heart, as I got to lead a great team as we launched this product and over the last year. Mm-hmm. But really, our dealers were top of mind for our latest digitally enabled lifecycle solution, which includes near field communication, or NFC, for our gas furnaces. With literally the tap of your phone, so tapping our phone to the control board, dealers can modify the installation settings, pull diagnostic information. And the really interesting is that it's all without power or cell phone service. So a lot of great functionality when you're out in the field. NFC also has been incorporated into the existing carrier service tech app for dealers and technicians, and offers features like built-in verifications for a quality install and fewer callbacks, detailed diagnostic information and troubleshooting tips, specifically a saved favorite feature for repeat floor plans or multi-unit installations if you're in the residential new construction market. And then we have a report in there that you can export to do some business efficiencies and just to help your business out.
That's super cool stuff.
Absolutely. Especially the part about it being usable and accessible without Wi-Fi cell phone service. Because I know I get a lot of calls with that, with people using some of our apps in a really rural area. Sometimes you still need to be able to have that information.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, we see that on the field edge side too.
Yeah, I think it's great when it comes to servicing equipment, but also when you look at it as a training tool at either a distributor or dealer, to be able to have that control board there and do the training without having to worry about power or multiple people doing connections. It's really super easy.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's awesome. You just really thought through that. That sounds like you aced it. That sounds awesome.
We try.
All right, so one of the questions that we like to ask all of our guests, get their perspectives on, is those of businesses that are just getting started. So what advice might you give to a business that's just getting started? So how would they select which products to use, and how can they deliver the best service to their clients?
That's a great question. As with all major decisions small business owners have to make, do your due diligence. Find a partner like Carrier that provides industry-leading training, programs, warranties, financing options, and products. When it comes to selecting which products to carry, your market most of the time is going to dictate that for the most part. If you're in a drier climate, for example, you may see an increased interest in humidifiers versus a humid climate where you probably want dehumidifiers. On top of that, you want to get a feel for what your market needs and start from there. Best-in-class service is made possible by having highly trained technicians, state-of-the-art tools and technology, and reliable, efficient products that meet customer expectations. Good news is Carrier can help with all of the above.
Do you have any dehumidifier recommendations for down in Florida? I'm kidding. I'm not going to put you on the spot like that. I'm sure there's a lot of other stuff that goes into that.
We have a whole portfolio for you to choose from.
Perfect. I'll call my local carrier dealer and we'll get it figured out.
Now, Michael and Brooke, thank you so much for being guests today with Brian and I on the Profit Roadmap podcast. Michael, if people want to learn more about you, where should they look? Where can they find you?
That's a good question.
It's LinkedIn.
We get that answer a lot.
Please don't call me. Don't write. Don't text. I'm on LinkedIn. That's probably the best place to find me.
Perfect. How about you, Brooke?
Yeah, same here. I'll be at LinkedIn. I'll also be at the Top Women in HVAC conference that's coming up in November. So if we have any top women or women heading to that conference, I'll be there as well and happy to chat.
Nice. Yeah, try if you can get us those details, maybe we can include that in our show notes as well for this episode. That's great. Mm-hmm. It's great. And lastly, if anyone wants to learn about Carrier and some of the new technology you're all working on, where can they go?
Carrier.com.
There we go.
Simple, nice and easy.
You know what? I like it. Straight and simple. Perfect.
Yeah, you can also follow our Carrier HVAC page on LinkedIn as well. And so we're constantly promoting and putting out what we're working on and, how we're being leaders in the industry and what we've got coming, what we're excited about.
I love it.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you again so much for listening. And thank you, everyone, all our audience members who are tuning in to the Profit Roadmap. Remember, you can listen to this show on all major streaming platforms, including Apple, YouTube, Spotify, and more. And be sure to visit our show notes at serviceautopilot.com/podcast to get the links to all topics we've covered in today's show. And if you have questions, guest recommendations, or if you would like to be on our show, email us at profitroadmap@exploretechnologies.com. Explore is spelled XPLOR. And if you enjoyed today's show, please tell a friend.